The top of the news this Thursday morning, coup d'etat in the African nation of Mali. Coup leaders in Mali appeared on state television early this morning to declare they had seized power. The soldiers claim they acted after the government's failure to end an insurgency in the north of the country. Charles Collins reports.
The rebellion appears to have begun when soldiers in the north of the country attacked a defense ministry official who was visiting the area. The soldiers had for weeks appealed to the government for better weapons to fight the rebels, who are led by the nomad Tuareg people. The rebels have also recently been bolstered by fighters who had fought in Libya's civil war last year. The soldiers of the newly formed National Committee for the Restoration of Democracy and State read out a brief statement after heavy weapons fire rang out around the presidential palace in the capital throughout the night.
In light of the government's failure to combat terrorism and prevent the killing of our people, in order to protect the Constitution, we, the Guards of the Republic, have decided to put an end to this failed regime and remove President Amadou Toumani Touré.
Ni Ekoute, an independent Africa policy analyst and researcher, told Al Jazeera that the army had been unhappy for a while.
Many people in the army, as well as the populace in the south of the country, feel that the president has not armed the army well enough, and they've lost a number of key garrisons in the north.
There is presently no word on the whereabouts of the president, who was due to step down after elections scheduled for next month. I'm Charles Collins.